皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポットです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Kat here.
こんにちは、みなさん、ナオミです。
Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 18. Won't you get hungry if you don't eat in Japan? Thank you very much for joining us.
Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to create the negative form of class 1 verbs, so you'll be able to say things like, won't you get hungry? Now, where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at school, and the conversation is between Madoka and Kent.
Madoka and Kent are cousins of the same age, so they're speaking informally. Now, let's listen to the conversation.
Yatta! お昼休みだ! Kent, 学食行く?
行かない。
なんで?
サッカーするから。
ふーん。お腹空かないの？
後でパン買うよ。じゃあね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
やった。お昼休みだ。ケント、学食行く？
行かない。
なんで？
サッカーするから。
ふーん。お腹すかないの？
あとでパン買うよ。じゃあね。
今度は英語が入ります。
やったー！お昼休みだー！
Yay, lunch time!
ケント、学食行く?
Ken, are you going to the cafeteria?
行かない。
No, I'm not going.
なんで?
Why not?
サッカーするから。
Because I'm playing soccer.
ふーん、お腹空かないの?
Won't you get hungry?
後でパン買うよ。じゃあね。
I'll buy some bread later. See ya.
Looks like Kent's not going to the cafeteria, the 学食 today.
そうですね。He wants to play soccer instead. By the way, 学食 is the abbreviation of 学生食堂
Student cafeteria. 学生 is student and 食堂 diner. So 学生食堂 is like student diner or student cafeteria.
そうですね。Usually, 学食 is pretty cheap. There, you can get hot meals such as curry or ramen.You can also buy bread, onigiri, or obento there.
We had a 学食 at my exchange university in Tokyo, but I rarely went in there because I think I mentioned before that my Japanese university only had 12 exchange students. So it's kind of hard to eat while being stared at by 600 people.
そうね。かわいそうね。
So I would always go to the convenience store.
I see. I don't think high school cafeteria are open to outside visitors, but university cafeterias are open to anyone. So if you are interested, it would be a great experience to visit a 学食 at college.
Right. What do you usually do for lunch, Naomi-sensei?
Konbini?
Convenience store. Like every office worker ever.
そうね。I wish our company had a 社食。
A company cafeteria.
Right.
Me too, then we wouldn't have to venture outside in the freezing winter weather to the konbini.
そうね。
You're so hungry, but you don't want to leave the warm office.
Right.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to see is...
Yatta.
Yes, yay! Exclamation.
Yatta. Yatta.
Next.
昼休み。
Lunch break.
昼休み昼休み
And next?
後で
Afterwards, later.
後で後で
And next?
パン
Bread
パ パン.
And finally,
買う.
To buy.
買う. 買う.
Now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is やった!
A casual expression of happiness that means yay or I did it.
Originally, it is the past tense of the verb やる, meaning to do.
Yes, so it literally means I did it, and it can be used to mean that. But even if you didn't necessarily do anything and are just happy about something, like for example, if you receive something you really like, you can say やった!
そうですね! Right. Like in the dialogue, Madoka didn't do anything. She was just happy that it was lunchtime. So she said, やった!
Which is like, yay! I just thought of something. People who have seen the American TV drama series Heroes probably know this phrase already.
Ah.
Because the Japanese character Hiro Nakamura uses this phrase a lot. It's really cute.
そうですね。 And also we have an anime called やったマン. And it used to be on air in some European countries, I believe.
They made a movie of it as well, didn't they?
Ah, そうですね。
And the next word is?
後で。
Later. You can use it in a sentence with a verb to mean that you will do that action later.
In the dialogue, Kent said, 後でパン買うよ。
I'll buy some bread later. So anytime you are going to do something later, or you want to put off something until later, you can use 後で.
Yeah, like 後でする。
I'll do it later. I use this all the time.
So do I.
And the last word is?
じゃあね.
You hear Naomi-sensei saying a variety of this at the end of every lesson, actually. Mm. It means bye or see ya. This is a very casual way to say goodbye.
There are other variations too, like またね. Or even just じゃ.
Remember, these are really casual.
Yes, with friends, they're okay. In fact, I recommend that you use them with friends.
It's a really natural sounding way to say goodbye.
Don't use it with your teachers, though.
It's not really polite enough for that. For teachers, maybe sayonara is better.
I think so.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to create the negative form of class 2 verbs. You'll be able to say things like, I'm not going to, verb, or I don't, verb, in informal Japanese. If you have the lesson notes with you, we recommend reading through them as you listen. Being able to visualize the rules will really help you in this lesson.
First, let us explain that there are 3 verb classes in Japanese. Class 1, Class 2, and Class 3.
We went over Class 3 verbs in the last lesson. What were they again, Naomi-sensei?
They were する,
to do,
and 来る,
to come.
This time, we'll go over Class 1 verbs.
Now, you may remember from earlier newbie seasons that to change a verb into its negative form, you just change the final ます to ません. That's pretty simple, right? Unfortunately, in casual speech, it's not as simple as that, but it's still not that bad, so don't worry.
Now, let's introduce some common class 1 verbs and show you how to make them negative.
Sounds good.
The first one is 行く,
to go. Here are the 2 steps for making the negative. Take away the final u and add anai to the end.
So, the final ku sound becomes kanai. So, 行く becomes 行かない.
行かない. Doesn't go, don't go. How about an example sentence for that word?
今日は学校に行かない.
I'm not going to school today. How about another verb?
Sure, the next one is 飲む.
To drink. So take away the final u and add anai to the end.
So the final mu sound becomes manai. Therefore, 飲む becomes 飲まない.
飲まない, doesn't drink, don't drink. How about an example sentence for that one?
ビールを飲まない.
I don't drink beer.
Okay, so let's do one more. 使う.
To use.
This verb ends in う, so it is a little special.
You take away the final u and add わない to the end. There is a w in there, わない.
Right, the final う syllable becomes わない. 使う becomes 使わない.
Got it. Can we hear an example sentence for this one?
コンピューターを 使わない.
I don't use computers.
Have you got the hang of it? Remember, take away the final U and add anai to the end.
Let's see how this was used in the dialogue.
In the dialogue, Madoka said, Kento,学食行く?
Kent, are you going to the cafeteria?
Kent answers, 行かない.
No, I'm not going.
Since he's not going to the cafeteria, Madoka asked him, お腹すかないの?
Won't you get hungry? This is kind of a difficult phrase. Let's look into it a little bit more.
Sure. This is the word for stomach, onaka, plus the verb suku, which means to become empty.
So literally, when you say onaka suku, it means your stomach becomes empty. In English, we would just say get hungry.
Right. Suku becomes sukanai.
To not get hungry or empty.
And then the intonation makes it a question. Onaka sukanai no?
Won't you get hungry? Okay, so one more time, let's go over the rule for making the negative form.
Sure. All class 1 verbs ends in u sound or u sound. So take away the final u and add anai to the end.
Let's have the listeners try some.
Good idea. Please put your lesson note away and try to conjugate the verbs.
We'll give you the dictionary form of the verb. Please give us the negative form.
The first one is nomu,
to drink. And the answer is
nomanai,
to not drink. The next one is
iku,
to go. And the answer is
ikanai,
to not go.
And the last one is kau,
to buy. And the answer is
kawanai,
to not buy. Remember that because this one ends in an u sound, you need a w in there as well. Kawanai.
Great. How did you do?
Make sure to check the lesson notes for reinforcement.
That's all the time we have for this lesson.
Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
じゃあね。
やったー。お昼休みだー。ケント、学食行く？
行かない。
なんで？
サッカーするから。
ふーん。お腹空かないの？
後でパン買うよ。じゃあね。